This is a Monday edition of Ozarks at Large, and that means it's time for a visit with Pete Hartman, the operations director at 91.3. Happy Monday, Peter.
You too.
Very
it's
good.
A beautiful one.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Autumn has arrived, and I think you have a Sunday special later this week that kind of fits the season.
That's right. You know, kind of we're in that the season of gratitude or of thankfulness. The Sunday special coming up Sunday, 3 p.m. It's called The Science of Gratitude. It's hosted by Susan Sarandon. And basically, it's research, expert opinion, all about individual stories illustrating how gratitude either has a large impact or why it doesn't have a large impact. So that's going to be a neat hour again, Sunday at 3, and that's The Science of Gratitude.
All right.
A couple of things coming up this week. Today, Cynthia E. Smith, she's giving a gallery talk at noon, then a lecture this afternoon at 4:30 on the U of A campus. It's all part of the Faye Jones School of Architecture and Design series. She's curator of socially responsible design at the Smithsonian Design Museum. Now, that sounds like a pretty interesting job title.
Agreed.
Again, public talk at 4:30 if you'd like to know more, fayjones.uark.edu. The monthly Coco C chapter of the Arkansas Archaeological Society meets tomorrow. They're going to have a neat topic. Jim Reese presenting, I believe it's Cato, right? Cato canteens?
Yes.
Okay. Cato canteens, or at least what for a while they've thought were water vessels, now turns out they might actually have been a musical device.
Oh.
More than, so and to me, that's...
I would assume that tomorrow we'll learn how they kind of transitioned.
No.
Transition from thinking it was a water vessel to a musical
instrument. That's right.
Instrument.
And how long it took and stuff. And as you know, those take place at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey Building. And if you'd like to know more about that, try the community calendar at KUAF.com. Humane Society of the Ozarks, celebrating 73 years in Fayetteville. In fact, Mayor Lionel Jordan has proclaimed Thursday as Tales of Love Day, recognizing this group. That evening, they're also going to have their annual fundraiser. For more on that, hsozarks.org. And let's see, one more, Ruckus on the River. This is a fundraising event that will benefit the Buffalo National River, and it's taking place Thursday, 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Bear's Place in South Fayetteville. Yeah. Proceeds will go to efforts to protect the Buffalo National River. Again, more on that, it would be BuffaloRiverAlliance.org. But of course, any PSA you hear on KUAF or you hear about is probably on our community calendar at KUAF.com.
And when you say PSA, that is short.
Public Service Announcement.
There you go. What about Community Spotlight?
We actually spoke with members of the Humane Society of the Ozarks in preparation for Thursday's event. And actually, this segment really had more to do with the history, how this group started in Fayetteville, what urged these few families to make this decision. I thought it was pretty cool. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from representatives from Circle of Life Hospice. November is National Hospice Month. Then later this week, I'm actually talking to quite a few people. I don't know when these will air, but we're going to hear from a nonprofit out of Benton County, Pearl. They work directly with drug and veteran courts, and they're going to have a fundraising event coming up. Potluck Arts this month is doing their, again, they brought back the circus performances. We're going to talk to them. Going to speak with a Fayetteville High School student, Lexi Scott, about the annual homeless vigil that's coming up.
That's where Fayetteville High School students stay out all night in makeshift shelters.
And, you know, we as a community, we kind of sponsor them and they do this. And, you know, I've never done that, but I bet that would be an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
Then to wrap the week up, I'm going to interview Susan Eidlett. She's with Community Relations with Adventure Subaru. And we're going to talk about their annual Share the Love program and who it's going to benefit this year. So quite a bit coming up, and it's funny, I kind of went through this dry spell with interviews, but well, there's always that spell after Christmas or after summer and leading up through Halloween where we Y'all, it seems like we...
People getting back to
take
school.
Take a break, right. And then whammo. So lots of stuff going on.
And those interviews you mentioned that are taking place this week, those are community spotlights that we'll hear over the next couple of few weeks, right?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Pete Hartman, Operations Director. He is also in charge of the Community Spotlight at KUAF. If people have an idea for Community Spotlight...
Please do email me the best way. That's phartma@uark.edu.
All right, you get here early. Now go and enjoy the day.
I think I will.